fishing all the time.
Oh, we hope you're going fishing all the time. The only guy I know who really goes fishing all the time is sitting right in front of me, Leif Seberg. Hey, Leif, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How you been doing, Deppy?
I've been doing pretty good, but I haven't been fishing all the time.
Yep.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been fishing quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I thought I saw you go gliding over in the old glider
that was
yesterday.
Me. You know, I was, you know, when I was doing that too, for folks who didn't catch that, me talking about going up in a glider, I did. And I was able to look down in a lot of water.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would learn if you went up and, you know, cruised around from the air? I mean,
oh, I'm sure there's still
I saw one or two
that I might not know about.
But as far as reading the water, there's nothing you can gain from altitude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it might just kind of give you, I think there's always insight to be gained from something like that.
Well, it was super interesting. I was, you know, one thing is I was surprised by how many ponds that I didn't know existed are out there. There's a lot of small ponds all over the place, at least this time of this year.
Yep.
I don't know if they all dry up or
we're coming to the, you know, the point where some of those that are not going to be around all year are starting to dry up, but most of what you saw yesterday is probably always there.
Okay.
And there's a lot down in that McClure area over
yes.
which you were flying. I know, the old beaver ponds, as we call them, some isolated, side channels of the river back there that, beavers have been in since I was a kid. And, just a lot of little puddles back there, just enough to make a bunch of mosquitoes. Boy, that's been the theme on the river and just kind of anywhere near the river lately.
Tying those teeny weeny mosquito flies, are you?
Well, mostly just slapping the mosquitoes off of me. As small as I'm going is like a size 14.
Yeah.
We right now we have like two sizes of stonefly that are hatching on the river right now. And that's kind of like a size 14. I always say it looks like a little yellow Sally. I'm sure it's not, but I'm not sure what kind it is. And so I usually use like a little size 14 olive green or yellow stimulator for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bigger golden stone that's coming off right now. Not the biggest of our golden stones, but it's probably about a size size 10, bordering on 8. It's a pretty good size stone. And so then I'll be using like usually an orange or maybe a yellow there again stimulator because they're kind of, their wings go down and back rather than standing upright like the sail kind of thing.
Well, you know, and I guess maybe that's the one thing that's changed is the hatch has changed a little bit. I mean, as far as water, you were saying it's like just under 50, and that's kind of what it's been hovering.
Last week when we talked, I believe I said it was 4,900.
Yeah.
And then right now we just kind of went down. We got almost to about 4,000. And then right now after a few warm days, we're right back up to about 4,900. Okay. But I don't really see it going much higher than this.
Yeah.
And we've been catching, you know, a lot of fish at this level. It's been you got to kind of know where to look still, and you really got to have some skills on the sticks before I'd advise you getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
But within the next week, when it gets back down to like, 3,000, 4,000, that's when it's going to be a great time to be hitting, you know, some of the upper reaches and even all the way down as far as Carlton, because everything down there is pretty flat, so it's not as crazy. And then also like the upper stuff, like the Twisp, some parts of the Twisp, and the Chewuk in like the little pontoon boats or whatever, and maybe even the upper Methow. But all of those, I would throw in the caveat that it's you're gonna have to scope your lines and be aware that there's possibility of trees over in multiple places on both of those rivers.
Well, that's got to be the name of the game, is just sort of being ready for whatever.
Because, yeah,
I mean, when you said the we're probably not gonna go high volume, the potential's there.
Sure,
and we're gonna have,
absolutely.
I mean, there's still. I mean, I was talking to some folks who are hiking up in the high country, lots of wet snow up there.
Yeah, tons of snow.
We've got plenty to still come out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm guessing it's going to be in a measured way that it'll be appropriate.
We'll kind of have these small steps up and then right back down, then right back up. And it'll kind of be trending ever so slightly down the whole time while it's doing this. So, yeah, never come into this river expecting that it'll be like it was last year. You were here at this time or whatever. Just kind of always look at it because like it's something that might be new, because it might be. Like this year I've noticed a lot of change in a few different holes, mostly just kind of important in the way that you approach them fishing, but some of them would be important in the way you approach them as far as a boater safety standpoint too. So.
Lots more different wood in the river.
Yeah, right? And just, you know, the rocks have moved around. Yeah. A couple of my favorite fishing holes have changed, but boy, for the better in a lot of cases.
Good.
This one I went to the other day, the water would kind of come right alongside some of those logs that were placed in there.
Uh-huh.
And now it's kind of pushed away, and some of the rocks came in above the thing a little bit and just kind of pushed the seam away mm-hmm. from the bank a little bit further, but made it bigger. I walked down and could immediately see two big cutthroat, you know, probably 14 to 18 inches, mm-hmm. just feeding on the surface, just chilling. I thought, man, it can't be this easy. I just threw right over at one, bam, he took it. Hmm. I threw over at the other, bam, that one took it.
Oh, how nice.
I threw again at another fish. It didn't take it, but another one came flying out of the shadows, and it took it. So I ended up getting like five nice cutthroat and a bunch of steelhead smolt out of this one pocket. So that's kind of
how it
is right now. And, you know, like I was telling you off air there, we already had our one vicious bull trout attack of the
I was going to ask you about that. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, we were just fishing a big back eddy, and a friend of mine got one on the stem. On the stimulator, a mm-hmm. steelhead smolt, that is, and it started flapping around the wrong part of the hole. And right as I said, I bet a big bull trout comes up and attacks it right there. Just wham. It was just gone. Huge. It looks, you know, I think I've said it in the past, like a tiger muskie, because their mouth, their face kind of flattens out. Their eyes are towards the top like a crocodile.
Yeah.
And just across the shoulders, I don't know, the thing was like almost 8 to 10 inches across. Just a huge fish, like 30 inches long. And
Boom.
Just hit that steelhead smolt, and it was gone. The guy's stimulator came flying back, dry fly empty. But, you know, those are always just fun to see.
Well, it's a great
Gotta
story.
Love those bullies.
Yeah, you kind of do. They're cool. And
doing what they do.
And they're supposed to be there. And
oh, absolutely.
And I think we're lucky to have them. I know that they've, you know, we've had to kind of protect them, as we should. And I'm glad that it
happens. Well, you know, it just makes it so... we don't get lazy steelhead smolt. Only the fit. The only fits. The fit survive. The fit
survival
and smart.
Of the fittest.
Smart enough
sure.
not to swim over there by that guy.
Yeah, it's a tough lesson to learn. But
yeah. But you know, like I say, approach it with caution, whether it be on the shore or in the boat. Mm-hmm. Know what you're doing, and just kind of, you know, err on the side of safety right now. I have seen, you know, a few reports of some lowland stuff happening still. I would imagine it's going to be in the shoulders of the day now, because we're mm-hmm. hitting like that 80, 90 degrees, and fish don't like to bite in that. I have seen quite a few good spiny ray reports coming out of Patterson still. Seems Patterson is just really having a good year. So there again, if you're looking to take some beginners or kids or mm-hmm. families out there and, you know, soak up some rays and swim in the water too, and mm-hmm. then... you know, maybe Junior can run around and go fishing while they don't want to be laying out with the girls or something. Or the girls might want to go shred it with Junior, too.
That's true.
So that's been good. And also the High Mountain, seeing a lot of cool pictures from Tiffany Lake.
Oh, I'll bet, yeah.
People having fun up there. Roger Lake. You know, I imagine almost everything up there is probably thawed to an extent mm-hmm. and approachable to an extent. So just, you know, still kind of maybe be looking at those ones that face to the south, none of the north facing lakes mm-hmm. and stuff, but, you can get out there and stretch your legs and get on the trail again too. So it's the beginning of the best time of the year as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Right
pretty much something of everything is available.
Absolutely.
Some's on the fade, some's on the gain, but you got something going on.
And, you know, if you need any more information, if you want some fishing tips, or you want to book a trip, just give me a call at 509-429-7298, or you can drop me a note at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And, hey, y'all, keep that sunblock on, because it's going to get hot and sunny, and don't ever forget to take care of one another while you're getting that fish right on.
I said, man, the fish pie, you got good bait, I'm going fishing, my mama going fishing, baby going fishing too.